Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
A depressed, frustrated Christian is a misnomer. It's a misnamed thing. It is a bad witness. There's a whole lot of folks think they don't want to go to church, they don't want to be Christians because they have relatives and friends that are. And if they think if being a Christian is being like this one or that one, why? Because they're grumpy, they're judgmental, they're fault-finding, they are not happy, they are not enjoying life, serious, 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 everything's a sin and everything's a devil and they're just having no fun at all. And so people just want to get away from them as quick as they can. But that's not God. And the Lord never told anybody to do that. He told me, you do what I tell you to do. You seek me. You get the word, you preach it with all the faith you have. You lay hands on them with all the faith you have. You do everything you need to do, and once you've done that, you cast the care of the rest over it, over on me, because they're not your servants. They're my servants. It's their life. They have responsibility. And he said, you enjoy your salvation. And that's when I begin to get serious about blowing leaves off the road with my motorcycle. I didn't have time for anything. Went years with no vacation, nothing. Wow. Why? Because I'm a serious Christian. Yeah, a messed up Christian. Wow. This sober, ultra serious, you know, no joy, no peace. That's not Jesus. That's not our God. God the Father anointed him with the oil of gladness above all his fellows. Yes. Jesus, if you'd have been on the earth when he walked the earth, you would have thoroughly enjoyed being around him. Yes. You wouldn't have been scared. You're going to say the wrong thing every minute. You wouldn't have been around everybody looking at each other, holding their hands and going, Here's a revolutionary thought. Jesus is fun. Yes. Jesus really is fun. He's real. He's not this concocted thing people have made up him to be. Some of the pictures you see that are supposed to be Jesus, no way. Someone says, well, he was a man of sorrows. For a few hours. For a few hours. When he was made sin for us. He wasn't that way before. And he didn't stay that way after. Jesus is not on the cross. People crying over Jesus on the cross. He ain't there. He's not there. Certainly not in the tomb. He's alive. He's raised from the dead. He's set down at the right hand of majesty. And he's coming back real soon. If you believe that, it's not going to depress you. I repented. I said, Lord, I missed it, didn't I? I repented to Phyllis. I said, I've been too sober. I've been too serious. I lost my joy. I didn't realize it. I lost my joy. What happened when I lost my joy? I became weak, spiritually weak, yielding to worry, yielding to anxiety, yielding to frustration, yielding to depression. I called it being spiritual. I'm praying half the night, but I'm not praying in faith, so I'm praying in vain. Studying hour after hour, but I'm not doing it in faith. Without faith, it's what? Impossible. You can't please God with a prayer unless it's a faith prayer. You can't please God with study or anything else unless there's some faith in it. And if there's some faith in it, there's going to be some joy in it. Even if it starts out with a, we might call it a burden about something or a heaviness. Even if it starts out that way, you're going to get in there, you're going to pray, you're going to believe, and before it's over with, you're going to be shouting the victory. Or elsewise, you never got in faith. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And along in that time, I was puzzled about we'd have people that, like we said, they got these serious physical issues. And so some of them, I'm young, and some of them I'm sharing the word. I shared with them 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes you were healed. And more than once, they would interrupt me, different ones, and say, yeah, Sonny, I know that. I was following Brother Hagin's ministry when your mom was changing your diaper. I think, well, okay. What do I do now? They already know those verses. So I'm green. I'm young in ministry, so I don't know that many verses to start with. So I gave him another one, Isaiah 53 and Matthew. He took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. They said, yeah, and he carried our pains. I know that, like I said. Been following Brother Hagin's ministry for 30 years. So I thought, I got to find some new verses. They already know all these and are not impressed. So I did. I tried to find some verses that not everybody was using, you know. Maybe they get stirred up about these, you know. But that didn't work too good either. And one day I was doing it, and the Lord checked me. He said, no, son, you don't need to find new verses. He said, if somebody tells you their situation, and I show you the word that deals and answers their situation, and you give them the verse of what I said about it, and they're still upset, they don't need a new verse. They need to believe the one they just heard. They don't believe it. You don't need to try to find something new. They need to decide to believe it. When you decide to believe it, remember the Gentiles? Paul preached to the Jews. They were not excited. They got mad. They found fault. They contradicted. They blasphemed. What does that prove? They don't believe it. They didn't receive it. So he said, fine. We came to you first. We offered it to you. You don't want it. You judge yourself unworthy. We're going to preach to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles roared in the back. And they said, oh, yeah. Come preach to us. We will take every word of it. They were what? Which shows what? Which proves? They believe it. They believe it. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? The Lord said, give and it'll be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Men will give to your bosom and I'll supply all your needs. Well, I know all them scriptures are in there and I believe them every one. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't, or you wouldn't still be crying.
That's right. Amen.
You wouldn't still be crying. He took my infirmities.
Yes.
He bore my sicknesses.
Yes.
He carried my pains.
Yes.
The chastisement of my peace
yes.
was on Him.
Yes.
And by His stripes,
yes.
I am healed.
Yes.
By His stripes,
yes.
I am healed.
Yes.
By His stripes,
yes.
I am healed.
Yes.
If you believe that, you get excited. You go, well, glory to God. Well, we already got it. He already bought it. He already paid for it. He already got it. But see, the enemy. You got to watch about walking in this world by what you see and what you feel. He'll say, well, you don't have it yet. Look, feel. You don't have it. Why don't you have it? It's not working. Who said it's not working? How you know it's not working? Well, I don't feel. Yeah, exactly. I don't see it. We walk by faith, not by sight. We look not at those things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, because the things that are seen are temporary.
Yes.
changing and subject to change. Right? But the things that are eternal, excuse me, are unseen, they are eternal, unchanging. How many believe 1 Peter 2:24 is absolutely 100% positively true and real and always will be? Always will be. Anything else I need to change or do, if I'm in faith, trusting the Lord, He'll show me. But one thing I must do is not be moved by what I see or don't see, feel or don't feel, but believe His Word. Oh, somebody say, believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. And the moment I believe it, depression leaves. What would I be depressed about? I said, what would I be depressed about? The moment I believe God's Word about my finances and I've done what He told me to do, fear leaves. Confusion leaves. Frustration. What would I be confused about? What would I be frustrated about? If I really believe all my needs are supplied by His riches in glory, you're going to tell me we've done what the Lord told us to do and all of us are in faith and the Word ain't going to come to pass in our life? It's coming to pass. But if I'm going, well, we'll see. Man, I sure wish I want it to be. No joy. What does that mean? I'm not convinced yet. I'm not convinced. I'm not persuaded. I still believe more what I don't see or what I can't figure out. Faith is a choice. I said, faith is a choice. I just don't have faith like that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Who ever heard of a believer that can't believe? That's like a fish that can't swim. Bird that don't fly. You are a believer. And you were born with the ability to believe. Hallelujah. A measure of faith. You're born with it. Now what you do with it's up to you, but you have the ability to believe. It's a choice. I said it's a choice. And the moment you choose to believe, dark clouds roll back. Confusion comes off of your mind. The moment you choose to believe, everything changes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me life.